Hello, this is David G, and welcome to Day 21. This is the three-week mark. Congratulations. If you've missed the meditation here or there, don't beat yourself up. When you find the time, immerse back in. Today, let's explore our soul. Let's examine the qualities of our soul, the self, pure existence. It's perfect and pure and whole and infinite and abundant. But what is it? Throughout the ages, many qualities have been ascribed to the soul. So let's explore them more deeply so we can understand what's within us that's connecting to what's outside of us. Your soul contains everything that is within the cosmos, everything that exists. Gravity, electricity, electromagnetism, every functioning of every cell in this galaxy is reflected in your soul. The stars reflected in your soul. Power that holds the nucleus of an atom together inside your soul. And although things are swirling around outside of us, raindrops falling in what would appear to be a random pattern, the ocean flowing to the shore, supposedly randomly, the universe has infinite organizing power. And so whatever may seem chaotic or out of position or random, beneath it all, there's a purpose. There's a dharma for every cell on the planet. Your soul is awake. It is not asleep. You may be asleep to it, but it is indeed awake. And when we place our attention on it in the process of meditation, we connect to that already being awakeness of your soul. It's connected to every other aspect of existence, even though it rests and flows within you. And your soul is in constant dynamic exchange, fluidly, flexibly, flowing, taking in, receiving, and expressing, and giving. Your soul is creative beyond words. It can reinvent itself, yourself, and anything else in any moment. The Sufi poet Rumi said, "We come spinning out of nothingness, scattering stars like dust." And your soul knows all. Infinite knowledge pours into you and out of you every millisecond. There are no boundaries to your soul, even though it's, quote, inside of you. It's just an individuated expression of the universe, which is pure and unbounded, has no borders or edges on it. It's fully balanced, and it acknowledges infinite possibilities in every single moment. It's also silent. There is no sound. Your soul is beyond sound. It flows in harmony with every other vibration that exists. it is growing and birthing and thriving and evolving in every moment. It pays no mind to the outside world. It's fully self-referred. And it was never born, and it has never died. It is immortal. Your soul is nourishing and nurturing and loving. It is so perfect that it purifies everything it touches. And it's free, unconstrained, untethered, unfettered by anything you've ever experienced, unconditioned, unresentful. It's never been hurt. It cannot be hurt. Water cannot wet it. Wind cannot dry it. And no weapon can shatter it. It is indeed beyond space and time, beyond this earthly realm. And yet there it rests, inside you, just waiting for your next breath. So let's go deep and connect to that blissful, all-knowing, all-truthful place, our soul. We'll use the Sanskrit mantra, Sat Chit Ananda, truth, knowingness, bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. I'll watch the time, and I'll ring the chime at the 10, 20, and 30 minute mark. When you hear my voice, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. Let's do that one more time. And gently release. And let's seal this meditation and our celebration of our soul by chanting the hymn of the universe, Om, one time together. Take a deep breath in. And when it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. Look around at all those sweet souls in so many different parts of the world, expressing oneness. And now it's time for our metta moment. Our metta moment, where we get to flow loving kindness out into the world. So you amazing divine being, you're going to leave this meditation, interact with people, breathe air, look around. And as you do that, remember that every interaction that's coming into you is also an expression of the universe's divine soul. And so whether it's a conversation you're having, whether you're driving, whether you're transacting with someone, you know, all these interactions know that every being you touch is also a reflection of Sat Chit Ananda, truth, knowingness, and bliss. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. with Peaches, the Buddha princess, who joined us for this meditation. And I'm wishing you an amazing day filled with Sat Chit and Ananda. I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.